चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
Government fixes 24.5 lakh metric ton monthly sugar quota for sale in March 2019. In a notification issued on the 28th day of February 2019, the Food Ministry has allocated sugar quota for sale to each of 546 mills in the country. The group sugar producing companies have more than one sugar producing units may maintain the stock as defined in para 1 of the order, either unit wise or for the group as a whole. Besides, while allocating the maximum quantity of white or refined sugar for sale in the domestic market by the sugar mills during the month of March 2019, the quantity of sugar sacrificed or diverted due to production of ethanol from B-heavy molasses from October 2018 to December 2019 has been included in the February 2019 month-end notional stocks. As such, from the month of March 2019 onwards, sugar mills shall not be allowed to sell additional quantity over and above the quantity indicated in column 4 on account of sacrifice due to production of ethanol from B-heavy molasses. As indicated in the stock holding limit order number 5-1-2018, sugar control dated 31st October 2018, the sugar mills are required to export quantity of minimum indicative export quota MIEQ allocated to them for export during sugar season 2018-19. For this purpose, sugar mills are required to set their quarterly targets and intimate the same to DFPD. Further, if any sugar mills fail to intimate their quarterly export target before the end of any quarter, the quarterly export quota will be deemed to be 1/4 of the total MIEQ of 2018-19 sugar season. The fulfillment of the quarterly export quota target, as the case may be, shall be monitored by DFPD based on actual export reported by the sugar mill through P2 return. In case a sugar mill fails to achieve its quarterly sugar export target or deemed export target, the equivalent quantity of unexported sugar during the said quarter shall be deducted in 3 installments from the quantity of sugar to be allocated to them in column 4 of table of the monthly stock holding limit order for each month in the subsequent quarter. Besides, the production of raw sugar by the sugar mills has also been added in the February 2019 month-end notional stock. The total exported quantity up to January 2019 during the current sugar season 2018-19 has also been added in the February 2019 month-end notional stock. The sugar mill-wise maximum quantity of white or refined sugar for domestic sale and dispatch during the month of March 2019 as given in column 4 has been worked out on the following parameters. Number 1. The March 2019 stock holding limit has been prorated on the basis of giving equal weightage, that is 50% each, to total sugar production of sugar during the sugar season 2017-18 and the month-end notional stock for the month of February 2019. Number 2. The notional month-end stock for the month of February 2019 has been worked out on the basis of month-end stock for January 2019 as reported on P2, adding expected production for February 2019, subtracting actual release for February 2019. For expected production of February 2019, production for the corresponding period of February 2018 has been taken into account. In case sugar mill has not been operational during February 2018, production for the month of January 2019 has been factored in. Besides, the total exported quantity up to January 2019 as reported in P2 has been added to January 2019 month-end stock. The difference between expected production and actual production for the month of January 2019 has been adjusted while arriving at February 2019 in notional stock. Number 3. The deductions of sugar on account of non-export of sugar as per the quarterly targets for the first quarter from October 2018 to December 2018 fixed by the sugar mills or the deemed quarterly export targets, as the case may be, have been made in respect of those sugar mills who have not exported any quantity of sugar against their quarterly targets for the first quarter, that is October 2018 to December 2018. No deduction has been made in respect of the sugar mills who have exported exported or partially exported their quarterly export quota MIEQ for the first quarter, that is October 2018 to December 2018, completely fulfilled their MIEQ obligation exported targets or the deemed export targets for the first quarter of the current sugar season 2018-19, as the case may be, have been incentivized by allocation of 25% of the quantity deducted from the non-exporting sugar mills. Number 4. Show cause was issued to the sugar mills for violation of stock holding order for the month of November 2018. Except 13 sugar mills replies to SCNs have been received which are under examination. The excess quantity which have been sold by the said 13 sugar mills have been deducted from the proposed allocation in the month of March 2019. Number 5. The deductions and incentives taken into account while arriving at the figures given in column 4 of the table in the order are indicated in the annexure. In the previous month, the government allocated quota to 531 mills in the country to sell 21 lakh metric tons of sugar. With higher quota compared to last month, supply in the market will increase, which will be helpful for millers to clear cane arrears.